This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Next on Plains FM, join Rossi for Colors of Courage to hear the inspiring stories of ethnic social entrepreneurs supporting their communities here in Otautahi.
Assalamu alaikum, first of all. So my name is Zakaria. I go by Zach a lot. Everybody's called me Zach. I'm 26 years old. I was born in the U.S. I graduated from university 3 years ago. I actually did aviation maintenance, so I have nothing to do with food. It's all him. It's all my dad.
Really?
Yeah. And I did it in the U.S., so I came back a few years ago to pursue it here at Air New Zealand. But COVID hit, so that didn't work. So my dad and I decided to open up a little sex club, house, a little takeaway store. And here we are.
Okay, that explains the name Zach.
Yes.
Zach's Kebab.
Yeah.
Right. So tell me about Zach's Kebab.
It's great food. Great food, great family, great atmosphere. All customers are all family.
Yeah.
All family and friends. It's great food.
Tell me, what was behind opening Zach's Kebab? You mentioned your dad wanted to open it, and it was just before COVID.
So my dad has been a chef for about 25 years now.
25 years?
Yes.
Wow. And where was he? Where did he do his work?
So he started in Jordan.
Jordan.
So he started at a few five-star hotels.
Yeah.
And then when he moved to New Zealand, we started...
So he worked in five-star hotel
in Jordan. Jordan, yes.
Right.
Yes. Okay. That's where he started. And when we first moved to New Zealand back in 2011... we moved to French Joseph in the West Coast.
Oh, yeah?
So we started at the Landing Bar and Restaurant there.
Yeah.
And then we moved to Christchurch. We worked for about two or three Spate Ale houses here.
Spate Ale?
Yeah.
Okay, right.
In Christchurch. And he was a baker as well. He worked for Kids Cake and Bakery.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
In
Cranford.
Yeah.
So after I came back and I couldn't do aviation maintenance. So since we're both here together, so he decided, he's like, I want to open up my own place and go from there.
Great. Free employee.
Yes, free employee. Yes, exactly. Free employee.
Right. Okay. So you still haven't told me what you cook at Zach's Kebab.
So we do a lot of Jordanian style food.
Uh-huh.
So we do the shawarmas. We do the thin wraps.
Yeah.
We do the Mendi rice, which is the charcoal smoked rice. It's cooked on charcoal.
Okay.
And it's colored rice.
Yeah.
And then we do a couple of New Zealand signatures, just like the meat on chips, the souvlakis.
Okay.
And then the protein, so we stack our own tandoori chicken.
Yeah.
And we roast our own lamb.
Okay.
So we buy the whole lamb and we roast the whole thing.
Right.
We also do falafel as the vegetarian option. But that's also made to fret, always made to order.
Like
the falafel is always deep fried to order.
Yeah.
The chicken and the lamb is always cooked to order.
Uh-huh.
So everything's 110% fresh, always.
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 Great.
I'd much rather have the customer wait an extra minute or two and get 110% fresh food.
Okay, right. Now, do you know much about shawarma?
I do, not much. I do know a little bit, not as much as my dad, but I do know a little bit.
Of course,
yes.
Your knowledge will be much more than mine. So tell me, what is shawarma and who invented it? Like, everybody in the Middle East seems to claim it.
So everybody in the Middle East has shawarma. I believe it's originally Palestinian, but everybody, so Lebanese has shawarma, they do have shawarma, Jordanian, Palestinian.
Yeah.
They just do it a little differently. Their marination is a little different.
Yeah.
But it's the shawarma is the actual machine. It's the actual chicken stacked on the big skewer. So that's the shawarma.
Yeah. Rotating around.
The rotating chicken skewer. But everybody has shawarma, but they all have their own touches to it, their own signature touches. So the Lebanese have their own little touches to it. The Jordanians put a little bit of yogurt in it. Lebanese put more garlic in it than Jordanians. So it's a Middle Eastern dish. It's a Middle Eastern sandwich, but everybody in the Middle East does it a little differently.
Right. So in Jordan, it's with the pita bread?
No, in Jordan, it's called on shrak bread. So it's very, very, very thin bread.
Ah.
It's not like the tortilla bread, but it's thinner than tortilla bread.
Okay, so it's almost like handkerchief. thin, paper thin?
Similar, yes, right. About paper thin bread, but it's
and
massive,
it like a roll.
It's folded and it's rolled just like the wrap, yes.
Okay, yeah.
But in Saudi Arabia and Dubai, they use the thick bread, not the pita bread, just like our Turkish bread.
Oh, yeah.
So we wanted to mix both. So the chicken and the lamb marination is Jordanian, but the bread is more Saudi and United Arab Emirates bread.
Yeah.
So we wanted to get both.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we make our own shawarma bread.
Right.
So that's made in house. My dad makes that.
Okay.
And we also have the souvlaki, which is just a Christchurch signature.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the pita bread, the thick pita bread. And the wrap is the closest, the thin bread. So that's the closest to the Jordanian bread.
Okay, yeah. And what was the name again of that Jordanian bread?
Shrak.
Shrak
bread.
Shrak bread. Now, speaking about shawarma and the marination, so what's your secret?
Love, always. It's always love.
Yeah. And apart from love, what else do you put in the shawarma?
The recipes, I actually don't stack the chicken. The recipe is all dad, 110%.
Yeah.
But other than love, it's always freshness.
Yeah.
Great chicken pieces, always fresh, always bought fresh from the wholesaler.
Yeah.
That's the main recipe.
Okay,
Yeah. Now,
I know your dad got you in this.
Mm-hmm.
Are you enjoying it?
I do, actually. I do. I actually did get offered to go back to aviation a couple months ago from an airline in Australia, and I actually turned it down.
Oh, wow.
I wanted to stick here. I actually do enjoy it here, yes.
So this is your newfound love?
It is. 100%,
it is?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, doing it 7 days a week, I do enjoy it. Yes.
Okay.
I do enjoy
what
it.
What part of it do you enjoy?
Oh, that's a good question. I enjoy the challenges out of it, actually.
Okay.
I do, especially that we opened on the first lockdown. So on the first day we went back to level two, that was our opening day.
Right.
So the challenges that came up with that. Also, so you get the challenges on one hand, but you also get all the great feedback from customers on the other hand. So that equals it out. It makes it a great project.
Yeah.
But the challenges and the hard work into it is a lot of fun, for me at least. Yes.
That would have been an incredible time to actually... It was a really challenging time. Because everybody was asked to be at home.
Yes.
And it was difficult to invite people to come and taste your food, which, you know... is unique,
because,
you know, not just because I like it, but I've seen a lot of other people.
I appreciate
who have told me that they've liked your food, and then I've brought some other people who've never tasted before, and they've told me that this is a good find.
I'm glad. Yeah, the challenges are always great for me. I do enjoy the challenge, and I do enjoy.
So
it.
How did the ride go? How did you ride the?
I always
challenge.
I always say it's not about how hard you hit, it's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
Oh God.
Always.
That's a famous quote from Rocky.
Yes, it is. It is, yes. So I kept getting hits with all the challenges, one lockdown after the other.
Yeah.
Competition, borders were shut. Even when we did go back to level one and two, borders were still shut.
Yeah.
City
you're
center,
right in the middle of the city,
city
so you're really reliant on tourists, aren't you?
Yeah. Yes. But again, with great food. Love and compassion in the food, 5-star reviews, everybody's happy, customers always coming back, and as you mentioned, they bring more people with them, so can't complain.
So, how is it going now?
It's going great.
It's
going great, yeah. It's picking up now with cruises are coming in from Littleton. Borders are back open. It's easing back into pre-COVID lifestyle, so can't complain. Now it's the season, Christmas season, New Year's season, so it's picking up a lot, yeah. No, we're very happy with the results so far, yeah.
That's good. Now I know Zach's Kebab is on Litchfield Street, which is what address?
81 Litchfield Street.
81 Litchfield Street. Great.
Yes.
Right. Now, also, it's not just the Zach's Kebab shop. You also do catering.
We do. Yes.
Tell me about the catering.
Now, so we cater for wedding, parties, birthdays, just regular friends and family gatherings.
Yeah.
Any whatever it is, we cater for. Yeah. We actually did a catering on Saturday for a wedding.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it went great. Yeah.
And how many people?
It was about 60.
60 people.
So we had 60 people on Saturday, and then we had another catering on Saturday as well for another accounting firm
For
another 40.
Oh wow!
So it was 100 people for a Saturday. Yes.
Whoa! Yeah, that must have been really busy. Yeah.
It was. We actually had to close for a couple of hours.
It's still just two of you doing all this.
It's just the two of us. Yes, it's just the two. It's just my dad and I. Yeah.
So with catering too, do you cook it here?
Yes.
Or do you have another kitchen?
Everything's
here.
Yes.
A massive.
Everything's made in store. Yeah. Everything's made fresh. Everything's made on the spot. Everything's made in store. Yeah.
Going back to challenges, was it a big challenge to open up the business?
It was, especially as this was our first business, my dad and I, our first business. It was a big challenge.
Okay.
Yes.
What challenges did you face in initially to open up?
Again, just with COVID, trying to find a good location for a good amount of rent, for just to get the whole big picture of location, rent, area, customer base, just trying to balance all of that together was a big challenge.
And the process of opening up the business itself, the legalities?
I don't want to say it was a challenge, it was more of a stressful process.
Okay.
Just trying to locate everything, again, just the two of us, trying to do everything.
Yeah.
Coming out of a lockdown, going into another lockdown, just the two of us. I don't want to say it was a challenge, it was more of a stressful time. Mm-hmm. It was just, we had to stay on it 24-7, to stay on it 24-7, get it done.
Yeah.
I mean, we got it done, and I think we were ready to open in about 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We were all good to open in about 3 weeks, we just didn't want to waste more time. But
so,
I'm glad about every single step we went through. Don't regret anything.
So during COVID, did you find that the government was helping the businesses enough?
I mean, yes and no. They did help as much as they can, but it's not as helpful as when the borders are 100% open, like as it is now, and the cruises are coming in, flights are coming in and out.
Yeah.
Not necessarily just the Christmas season, just the regular cruise, people are a lot more relaxed, people are spending more, people are going out more, people are enjoying outside the house more, traveling.
Yep.
So that was more, so opening the borders was a lot more helpful than anything else.
Okay. Yeah. Now going forward, if you wanted some kind of help from the government that the government can do to businesses, what do you think that is for you?
For me, I want to say the location is probably increased police presence, because we actually go through a lot of trouble in the city, not just us, in the city center in general, we go through a lot of trouble.
You want more police presence around, so the customers are feeling safe and you feel safe.
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
That's I want to say that's the biggest thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I wanted to ask, you know, you've gone on to entrepreneurship yourself, and if there are other ethnic people who are sort of on the cusp of, you know, thinking of should I go and become a self-employed, an entrepreneur
myself? It depends on how much they really want to. It really depends on how much they really want to. Because, again, I'm not saying that it's very difficult, it's impossible, it's not. If I did it, anybody can do it. And it's not a very easy thing either.
Mm-hmm.
It just depends on how hard do you really want it? How badly are you willing to work for it?
Yeah.
I mean, we're doing, I mean, the first year and a half, we worked the first year and a half without a single day off.
Yeah.
7 days a week,
right.
10 a.m. to 7 p.m. every single day, not a single day off. Until today, I mean, we still sometimes take days off, but that's probably once every 2-3 months. We still do that. We still do 7 days a week. Till today. But again, if you're willing to put in the effort and time into it, and you really do enjoy it, go for it, 100%.
Okay. So on the other end, is it beneficial? Is it...
If you're putting the hard work
in,
yes. If you are putting 110% into the whatever you want to do, you will get good rewards. But if you're slacking, if you don't want to work hard, because it's not easy. You can't just work hard enough for a couple of weeks and then say, oh, it's not working out. No. You actually need to put in the hard work, the effort, the time. It eventually pays off. Yeah.
Now, if you want to advertise your business on this show, here's your...
Well, anybody's welcome. Anybody's welcome. We're located at 81 Litchfield Street in Christchurch City Center. Everybody's happy. We've got 5-star reviews on Google out of, I believe it's 210. So they're all 5 stars. Great food, great atmosphere. I hope I see everybody soon.
Yeah. And do you have a website or Facebook?
We
page?
Do. Yeah, we do. It's Zach's Curve House on Facebook, Zach's Curve House on Instagram, and www.zachscurvehouse.nz, the website.
Okay.
As well.
Great. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for
nice,
having me on.
Nice talking to you. Nice doing
that.
Your business.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. Thanks for having me on.
You've been listening to Colors of Courage on Plains FM 96.9. Join me again for the next episode.
If you enjoyed today's show, follow Lady Khadija Trust on Facebook and make sure to like and subscribe to Colors of Courage on Apple Podcasts or Spotify to never miss a show. You can find past episodes on plainsfm.org.nz. Tune in on the first Monday of the month at 12 p.m. for more amazing stories from Canterbury's ethnic social entrepreneurs, only on Plains FM 96.9.